Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
1:34 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer in Ice District at Rogers Place. All I can tell you is very happy that there's a couple heaters up on our 8th floor location in the broadcast booth today, because it's helping make the day for me. Stay warm, everybody. All right, without further ado, we're going to head straight off to the River Creek Resort Casino Hotline. As promised, we are pleased to be joined by Edmonton Oilers forward Zach Hyman. Hi, Zach. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Spirited practice. What was it like to you guys got an off day yesterday after, you know, I know you didn't get the results you were looking for in the road trip, but I got to tell you, just, you know, being with the team in Toronto, I thought you guys, given who you didn't have out and given that Toronto's got the best record in the league since November the 1st, just your assessment and how you think you guys played against the Leafs the other night.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, that practice was good. I thought it was good to regroup, and obviously, coming off that road trip, you want to make sure that the morale's high and that you're a confident group. Because, like you said, I thought we played well in Toronto. Obviously, we didn't get the bounces that we would have liked to have gotten, but I thought that we played hard and we gave ourselves a chance to win that game. And they're obviously a good team.
I don't even know what term. You know, we got tested every single day on the road trip. Zach, is it unsettling with what's going on with Omicron, because you never know who's going to get pulled off the ice, like today with Yamamoto, who's out to start practice? I mean, is that unnerving for the players?
I mean, I think it's just reality now, Bob. Like, it's crazy. You know, you don't feel like you have any symptoms, or at least, you know, I haven't gotten it yet, I guess. But for the guys who have gotten it, having spoken to them, they have, you know, very minor symptoms or no symptoms at all. And then, you get pulled off the ice and you go home and you just wait and you do your quarantine or your mandatory time is, and then you come back. So it's crazy, because as hockey players, you're used to playing through sicknesses, but obviously this is one where everything stops.
You know, they used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. For me, it's a shot of Bailey's in the morning. I've missed one game in 14 seasons. But I bring this up with all, so you just sort of alluded to it. I mean, how many times have you gutted through playing when have you ever had a run where you're quite ill for two or three days and you just had to play?
Oh yeah, I had it this year. I've had it in the past, and I mean, this year is a little different. You have it, but you just keep getting tested so you know that it's not COVID. Like, you can get other sicknesses and illnesses and almost have worse symptoms than what a lot of guys are dealing with right now, with especially with this variant. Like, the guys who have gotten it really feel close to normal or very minimal sickness, but that's just the nature of what we're dealing with right now.
The Oilers had a captain, Jason Smith, and I always loved Zach. I always loved Jason Smith, and it was once said of Jason that he had the pain threshold of a cadaver. Like, he was, you couldn't hurt him. He wasn't coming out of the lineup. That was Robin Brownlee's infamous quote. He's a writer here in town. Good guy. And I think to the injury you suffered three games before Christmas, there are a lot of other guys that might have missed, you know, 2 to 4 weeks with that. Have you found it to be a bit of a challenge? It was an upper body situation for you. Has it been a bit of a challenge coming back? Or how do you think, did you have any challenges at all during the course of the five-game road trip?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think in the beginning, anytime you miss a significant amount of time with, you had the shoulder thing and then run into the break with some games being postponed. It takes a little while to get everything going and just the flow of the game and whatnot. But there are no excuses, obviously. I think that just, you know, working through it, and everybody plays with bumps and bruises throughout an 82-game season. That's just the nature of being a hockey player. You're not going to be 100%. You know, the majority of the time you're not 100%. So, just working through that, and just, you know, continuing to build your own game, and obviously build the team game, because we got to get back in the right column here. So it's going to be a good week for us to regroup and get going.
Getting back in the right column, like, you know, when you're privileged enough to be a broadcaster and travel with the team, you have to be even keeled. So even when the team's 16-5, yeah, that's great. Conversely, you can't overreact when it's 2-9-2. What's it like as a player going through this sort of stretch, especially given the success, Zach, you guys had earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's never fun when you're losing, right? So we've had, you know, two sides of the coin where the beginning of the year we were winning and felt like, you know, we were winning games that we probably shouldn't have been winning. And then, you know, on this side, we're losing games, and it feels like we're losing games that, you know, we feel like we've played well enough to win or given ourselves a chance to win, and just not going our way. So you got to stay even keel throughout the course of an 82-game season, because it'll even out at the end, and you'll be better for it. I think, you know, for us, going through a stretch like this is important. It, you know, it hardens your team, and it makes you really find what makes your team tick and what makes your team go, and you can find a recipe to success through it.
Zach Hyman joining us. Zach, look, I didn't know this when we interviewed you before, certainly on the Oilers picked you up in free agency, but your career almost didn't start at Michigan State. You almost went to Princeton to go play for Guy Gadowski, who was my midget double A center. You could tell who had the brains on that line. It's kind of an interesting story, just in terms of, because you obviously hit it off with Guy, who's just a tremendous person. But it's funny how life works out sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it's pretty crazy, right? So I obviously Guy Gadowski is an unbelievable person, and was gonna, you know, be ready to go to Princeton and play for him, and then he got the opportunity to go to Penn State and build out that program. So I was able to kind of pivot and go to University of Michigan and get coached by Red Berenson, and then, you know, my career you know, took this trajectory. So it's life's a wild ride. You don't know what's next. You think you're doing one thing, and then all of a sudden something changes, right? So, but it was great to get to know Guy, and it was funny when I found out that you guys are line mates. It's awesome.
Yeah, small world. And we should mention that Penn State was going to have to be a club program for a year, so you're basically going to have
That's right.
That was part of the challenge there. What do you think you would be doing if you didn't play hockey?
Oh, man. I write children's books, so writing is definitely something that I would have fallen into, even regardless of whether I was a professional hockey player. And so that would definitely be something. And then gaming and esports is another one of my passions, and have a gaming business there. So probably something along those lines. And I probably would have done more school, to be honest. So I don't know. It would have been a different path for sure.
I did a lot of school. Most guys that spent 8 years in university are called doctor, not sports broadcaster. But I will tell you, Robert Munch was big when my kids are now 15 and 18. But when they were younger, Robert Munch was, like, his stories were very popular. Is that one of the, you know, when you think of children's, or is he now dated, or is he one of the guys that maybe, if you pattern the books after? I don't even know how one gets into that kind of business or industry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he's a staple worker. I think his books are timeless, so they'll always be popular. And you know, to his credit, he was a great author, obviously. So, but yeah, for me, I kind of fell into it. I'm the oldest. I got four younger brothers, so you know, just storytelling was kind of in my nature, I wrote the short story I wrote a short story for a short story competition in grade school, grade seven, and then I ended up winning an award. And the teacher, you know, encouraged me to pursue it, and I pursued it. And now here we are. You know, it was a crazy ride.
You go back into Toronto. There were no fans there to recognize. It was a nice touch by the Leafs. You know, recognize you. You mentioned the four brothers. Tell us the truth. Do they still cheer for the Leafs, or they switched allegiances to join their older brother in the Oilers?
Oh no, they're all wearing orange, so they're all Oiler fans now, which is great. And they, you know, they're excited. You know, they come out here, they've come to a couple games, and they've really enjoyed it. So it's been fun, and I got a really strong support system, obviously. So it's nice to have family come out and visit and get to hang out with my family out here.
Zach, thank you for spending 9 minutes with us. Okay.
9 minutes. You got the clock running here, Bob. No,
I knew I had to get it done at 10. I'm just kidding. You're very giving with your time. It's much appreciated.
Anytime. Appreciate it. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. That is Zach Hyman of the Edmonton Oilers. It is 1:44 in Edmonton. Yes, I had to work Guy Gadowski into that narrative. I mean, what are the chances? He's being recruited to go play at Princeton, and Guy gets the job at Penn State, and Zach ends up at Michigan. And by his fourth year at Michigan, becomes, you know, suddenly a very good prospect. And the Leafs helped develop Zach, and now the Oilers have got themselves another top six forward, albeit one coming off a bit of an upper body challenge. Hyman on the year with 11 goals and 20 points in 31 games. Oilers, we believe, will be playing Ottawa on Monday. We will get to this day in Oilers history in our next segment. I will tell you that Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation is the Mediterranean chicken. Brendan Escott's a big fan of the Texan. Big NFL weekend. Or is it that it was more settled last week than this week? This is the extra game this week. I guess we'll know for sure the playoff matchups will look like. But we'll get to this day in Oilers history.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because it's an anecdotal story about Mike Comrie when we return, as well as some of your texts as well on Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
You can text us at any time, 780-496-0063. The Ashley Fine Floors text line, the Fizzler, has jumped aboard. Haven't heard from the Fizzler for a while. Don't worry, Bob, I too was on the multi-year degree program before I got the permanent dean's vacation. That one comes to us from the Fizzler. Now, I actually know what the Fizzler does, you've overcome the fact that you got the dean's vacation. I didn't quite get the dean's vacation. I was close. If I had gotten a 5 instead of a 4 on the 9 scale in one poli-sci course back in 1990-91, I would have been out. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. IMAX says, Bob, there's your captain. No offense to 97, but the leader needs to be the best option, not the longest contract. That one comes to us from IMAX. Well, I mean, I believe he's referring to Zach Hyman, and Zach just got here. This text comes in. Bob, anybody watch the Flames in Tampa last night? Now, that was hockey. Nothing like what Holland is making us watch. Well, this is a thing. when the Oilers beat Pittsburgh 5-2. Pittsburgh, by the way, has won now 10 straight games. But the Oilers came back, scored three to beat the Penguins on December the 1st to improve at that point to 16-5 in the season. Nobody was whining about what they were watching with the Edmonton Oilers. By the way, the texter had Zach Hyman's a classy guy. He is a classy guy. Bob, FYI, the terrible roads have gotten even worse with this little bit of snow. The city of Edmonton doesn't know what sand is. Okay. Oilers GM says, Bob, there's a goalie out there to carry the Oilers, but the price will be hefty. There's no question the price will be hefty. It'd be significant. Carpet guy Andy says, nice to hear from Zach Hyman. No worries about his commitment at all to the Oilers. That is clear. Well, he's about as gold as you get. Tim says, Bob, for $4.6 million, you can throw me under the bus any day if I suck. Koskinen is a team killer that needs to take his resume somewhere else. But after this last year, who needs that? I honestly feel a bit bad for Mikko. He's been pressed into a difficult situation. But frustration is frustration. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And we have more people jumping aboard on the whole situation involving Omicron, which I think we're just going to leave at this time. So we will circle back to NHL today. For New West Travel, looking for a great Oilers road trip, fly nonstop to Nashville with Flair Airlines to watch the Oilers play for only $1,750. Call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. Back at the 630 Chet Studios, here's Brendan Escott.
Yeah, 2008, the Oilers shut out the New York Islanders 4-0 on home ice. Mathieu Garon made 35 saves. Dustin Penner, Jarrett Stoll, Alex Hemsky, Sean Horkoff, and Tom Gilbert all putting up two-point nights.
As I recall, it got a little... Mike Comrie came back into town, and at that time it was always a big deal when Mike came back in... He went to Ottawa, and then he went to the Islanders, and he went back to Ottawa. And then one day, I went into the Ottawa dressing room in the 08-09 season, and Mike Fisher and Mike Comrie were sitting on either side of Daniel Alfredson, and Mike Comrie was hey, Stoff, how's it going? Good. Yeah, good, good. And Alfredson looks up and goes, welcome to Superstar Row. And I was like, what? He goes, welcome to Superstar Row. And I kind of look at him, and he goes, one superstar surrounded by two guys that are married to superstars. So, I don't know if Mike Fisher was married to Carrie Underwood at that point or not, but Mike was married to Hillary Duff. It was kind of a comical moment. One just makes you... I'll give Alfredson credit. He had a sense of humor. He was a player that Ken Holland picked up at one time, too. Actually, Ken Holland has a history of acquiring really good players that hadn't won. It's almost like catnip. You know, you get a chance to go to a good team, to win a championship, to get them over the top, or to give them that experience. And, a lot of you have wide-ranging opinions on... what should happen right now with the hockey team. Bob, I've been watching the Oilers for a very long time. I lined up for tickets for the cup-winning games back in 1984. My friend and I were numbers 5 and 6 and stayed there all night till we had 4 tickets for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. The Oilers, for the past 10 to 15 years, have common negative characteristics. Laziness, lack of desire, too soft, and thinking they're much better than they really are. Too many very good coaches have paid the price for each, and the players who have exhibited the above negative traits. This is on the general manager to fix. That text comes in. Another texter says, Bob, rather than a goaltender, the Edmonton Oilers need a player like Philip Deneau. Well, Los Angeles got Deneau, and the theory was they're sitting there with Andrei Kopitar, who obviously is still a first-line center in the league, had a very good start to this season. They had the number 2 overall pick in last year's NHL draft. Who was Quentin Byfield, but he wasn't maybe quite ready, and they wanted to have a center that could take a bit of the workload off. They had Gabriel Vilardi is a player I actually like. I wondered whether or not LA would consider flipping a prospect defenseman for a prospect forward, but Vilardi's had a tough start to this year again, hasn't been able to sort of dig in and consistently play in Los Angeles. But the theory was they'd bring Deneau in and he would help bridge Kopitar to Byfield. There's no question that, you know, the LA Kings paid a lot of money for what many people would consider third-line center, though he's played exclusively second-line center this season with Philip Deneau. Many people would say Edmonton's got another option, and that's when Ryan Nugent-Hopkins comes back from his lower body injury. Do you look at playing him at third-line center? I could foresee the Oilers coming out, not Monday, but coming out of the break. Maybe Cassian on the right side with Hyman and McDavid. Nugent-Hopkins with Drysdale and Yamamoto. And then McLeod centering Fogle and Puljujärvi in an attempt to balance out the three lines. And at some stage, we'll see where Ryan McLeod goes, because he certainly showed signs on the course of the road trip that he was coming along, and that yawning cage against Toronto needs to be a little bit more selfish at some times as well. This day in Oilers history, by the way, was brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip? We got the trip to Nashville. It's in April, so we've got some time. We've got some runway to work with. And speaking of runway, Flair Airlines is going to take you up and back direct on a charter. You get a chance to see the Oilers play for just $1,750. Call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. Reed Wilkins has inside sports tonight. Brendan Escott, what's he got shaking?
Going to hear more on the Edmonton Elks with Blake Dermott. Who's the rest of the guest list? Let me dig it up here. More on the Oilers and Ottawa Senators radio color analyst Cord Wilson as well.
Great guy. One of the first guys I know that got COVID back in, it would have been March of 2020. Monday, we'll have a preview, we hope, of the Oilers and the Ottawa Senators. NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling will join us as well. We'll have an update from the farm. Bakersfield's got their fourth and final game against Abbotsford. Maybe we'll bring aboard Keith Gretzky, given that we'll allow Jay Woodcroft to prep for that game. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3 today, and then the 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jay Lynn Nye from 3 to 6. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Talk to you on Monday.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.